you would get nothing past this woman. Of material things, I saw little but the clothing the people wore, a few ragged blankets, a couple of clay cups, and a pot maybe used for cooking. And more swords, nearly as long and fine as that carried by the speaker's son. In the darkness beyond the candlelight, someone groaned. It was the sound of someone delirious.
Sit,
Kidam invited. A second mat lay unrolled beside the candle. In the weak light, the old man seemed more frail than when he visited the wall. I sat. Though I wasn't used to it and my tendons weren't supple enough, I tried to cross my legs. I waited. Kidam would invite me to speak when it was time. I tried to concentrate on the old man, not the people staring at me, nor the smell of too many folks living in too small a space, of their strange foods, nor even the odor of sickness. A woman brought tea. How she made it, I don't know. I never saw any fire. I didn't think about that at the moment, though. So startled was I. She was beautiful. Even in dirt and rags, incredibly beautiful. I brought the hot tea to my lips and scalded them to shock myself back to business. I felt sorrow instantly. This one would pay dearly when the Southerners took the town. A small smile touched Kidam's lips. I noticed amusement on the face of the old woman, too, and recognized there a similar beauty, only externally betrayed by time. They were used to my initial reaction. Maybe it was some kind of test, bringing her out of the shadows. Almost too softly to be heard, the old man said, "She is indeed." Louder, he added, "You are wise beyond your years, soldier of darkness." What was this soldier of darkness crap? Every time he addressed me, he stuck me with another name. I tried a formal head bow of acknowledgement. "Thank you for that compliment, speaker." I hoped he would realize that I was incapable of keeping up with the subtleties of proper manners amongst the Nguyen Bao.
"I sense in you a great anxiety, held in check only by chains of will."
He sipped tea calmly, but eyed me in a way that told me hastiness would be tolerated if I thought it really necessary. I said, "Great evils stalk the night, speaker. Unexpected monsters have slipped their leashes."
"So I surmised when you were kind enough to permit me atop your section of wall. There is a new beast loose, one I never expected to see."
In retrospect, I realize we were speaking of two different things. One I do not know how to handle. I strove to keep my Taglian pronunciations clear. Men conversing in a tongue native to neither sorely tempt the devils of misunderstanding. He seemed puzzled.
"I do not understand you."
I glanced around. Did all his people live like this all the time? They were packed in way tighter than we were. Of course, we could enforce our